made this demonstration together with some other leftist organizations and students. It was Bulgarian Anarchist Federation and the other anarchist group and one leftist group. And we make posters about the unemployed people in Bulgaria, about that we this is not a celebration day like the government, Socialist Party doing in the park and this kind of stuff, and also in solidarity with this Bulgarian immigrant and worker in Greece. Two buses from the Greek comrades wanted to join the demonstration. They had big problems in the border because of this, because of their flags and sticks and this kind of stuff. And they were very late in Sofia, but not so late to... They succeeded to join the demo. So we were around 150 people, and we demonstrated from one... we started from one square, where is the one of the trade union centrals of Bulgaria, to show that the trade unions in Bulgaria, the official trade unions, don't do anything to defend workers and this kind of stuff. Then we continued to one big boulevard. We joined... we reached a crossroad, big crossroad. We blocked the crossroad. We scan a lot of slogans. If you want, I can tell you the slogans. I don't know that. And there were some provocations because Bulgarian nationalists and fascists, like usually, like every year, wanted to make some things for us. But they didn't knew about the coming of the Greeks, so they were a little bit surprised about our number. And then we went calmly to the other big boulevard. We reached Sofia University. In some other street, there were some provocations from the police. Two Greek comrades, but nothing happened seriously. And then we reached one garden just before the Greek embassy, which was the point for the end of the demo. And there was a small group of fascists who started provocations. The Greek comrades, some of them, were very nervous and wanted to go to them. But because of police, it had a very, very small clash. And then we make the situation more calm. So finally, we finished Greek embassy. We wrote some text and decorations, and not decorations, some text and these other things. I continued to shout, and then we went to the buses of the Greek comrades to leave the city. But at this time, one of the Bulgarian cops makes some scandal and wanted ID card of one of the Greek people. He said that he hit him, which was not absolutely true, and this kind of stuff. So we had some discussions with the cops, but finally we think that they had an order from more higher cops to let us to go free. So after that we had a small discussion together, Bulgarian and Greek people, and finally everything went okay.